Okay, das ist jetzt raus.
Rabbi Emanuel Dadan.
Danan.
Danan.
Good morning, Moira and Rabbi Isai. It's a pleasure yet again to have the opportunity to share with you a few words. I hope that you will find what I have to share with you of sufficient interest. I don't claim I have complete clarity and complete hekif on this inyan, but I would like, the main purpose of today's shiur is to go through a Rambam with you on his understanding of the Akedas Yitzchok. We read the Akedas Yitzchok on Rosh Hashanah. If possible, it's possible one should try and say it every day. Akedas Yitzchok has a relevance to us, and I just found this Rambam most fascinating. This Rambam is in Moreh Nevuchim. I would like to go through it with you. Hence I made a printout, so we can have a look at the Rambam. This can give us an understanding into the idea of a Nisoyen. A Nisoyen, a test, what the idea is of a test from Hashem. And perhaps give us a bit of shed some light on a couple of other inyonim too. Let's go back to basics. What does it mean, Vayelikim, Vayichar Advayim Ha'el, Vayelikim Nisois Avram? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested Avram. What does that mean, a test? Normally we associate a test with the following. You know your material, you learn your maths, science, your medical studies, and the society needs to know whether you know it or not. Right? So therefore you sit down and you answer questions. Really, you know it already. Right? However, society needs to know that you know it. So therefore, that's the purpose of a test, an exam, a PhD. It can be around the table, it can be an oral exam, but I just need for you to impart information to me so that I have, since I can't read, I can't tell from your mind what you know and what you don't know, you need to transmit that in a physical way. What is the idea of Hashem testing a person? Hashem knows everything. He knows how big of a tzaddik he is. So what is the idea of Hashem testing? What new information are we providing Hashem that he does not know beforehand? So let's go through this Rambam. This is in Moreh Nevuchim Chelek Gimel, Perek Chav Dalet. Right, we're going to do, if you don't mind, we'll do the Hebrew part as opposed to the Arabic part, because I think most of us are more acquainted with the Hebrew. Gam inyan anisoyen koshe me'oid. The first page. Gam inyan anisoyen koshe me'oid. The idea of understanding anisoyen is very difficult. Very interesting. The Rambam says it's one of the most difficult concepts to deal with in the Torah. The Torah mentions the word nisoyen 6 times. אבל מה שמפורש אצל בני אדם מעניין הנסיין, והוא שהשם מביא יצורין על האדם בלי שיקדם לו חטא כדי להרבו יסחורי, הרי זה יסויד לא נזכר בתורה בלושן מפורש כלל. Many people, says the Rambam, have the misconceived notion. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives nisyonos, gives difficulties to a person. Yeah? He's not deserving of punishment. But you know why? So that in the world to come he has a bigger schar. Says the Rambam, it doesn't say that anywhere in the Torah, such a concept. Yeah? Ve'en b'Torah ma shepshutoi moire al inyan zeh. No, he doesn't say it. Clearly, such a thing, but there's not even an indication that such a concept is true. Zulasi b'mokem echad. There's only one place which seems to indicate that this nekuda, misheishes amekoymos, and this is the pasuk which he's going to bring, later, which is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he afflicted us and he gave us travails and difficulties in the midbar to give you good at the end. So that the Rambam seems to say, that seems to be, you know why I'm giving you difficulties now? So that eventually you'll get a bigger schar. The Rambam is going to be doicha that pshat. That's not pshat in the posuk. Yeah, it's not to give you more schar in Olam Haba. The real Torah principle, fundamental, hefech hashkafazu, is not true. V'hu omro yisale kel emuna ve'ein ovel. God is steadfast, ve'ein ovel, and there is no iniquity. There is no ovel, no crookedness. V'gam lo'i kol hachachamim sovrim hashkafazu ha'moinis, lefi shekvar omru, Chazal have already told us, ein misa b'loi chet, ve'ein yisurim b'loi ovein. Chazal have already told us there is no chet without, there is no punishment, and this is the hashkofa that every Torah person should have. That not to associate avil, crookedness, a distortion to Hashem, כדי שיגבה בליבו יזכוס ראובן מן החטאים ותמוסוי, ושאין החייב מה שאין עירה בוי. So that a person should know that it's important to know that a person will get what he deserves. Yeah. So, number one, I just want to share with you, the Rambam strongly disagrees with the concept that Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it difficult, brings you travails, in order to make your schar better in Olam Haba. And he says, what's the pasuk? The only pasuk he brings to that is Kel Emunah Ve'Ein Ovel. Why is it not correct? We go through difficulties and then the schar is more. If a person perseveres when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it difficult, when things are not going my way, then for every mitzvah which I do, I will get more schar for persevering. Why does the Rambam says no, it can't be? If I'm completely innocent, if I didn't do any wrongdoing, there's no way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do such a thing. Right? That's not fair. Yeah? I don't know why the Rambam, this is a question I'm throwing at you, why does the Rambam hold very, very strongly that you cannot increase, well, it doesn't say increase the difficulty. I've heard that Kadosh Baruch Hu can make Lefum Tzara Agra, he can make certain mitzvahs more difficult than others, and he can put you in a circumstance you're really not in the mood to do a mitzvah, and that, of course. But to give you pain, to make it difficult to you, to give you suffering, that the Rambam says no way. And there's no such concept to give you suffering just for the purpose of giving you schar, a greater schar in the world to come. That's an interesting point. Why not? Why should that not be? אבל פשט הניסיונות האמורים בתורה, באיסם המקיים, שהם באו על דרך הבחינה והביקורת, כדי שתיבוד ערך אמונס איסא אדם או אומה, או ערך משמעותוי, ועניין זה הוא הקושי ביוסף. Yeah? Says the Rambam, the purpose of a nisoyon is to make this person known to other people. Yeah, this person or this nation to other people. We brought in your nakeda asher eino yoida ki im Hashem. Yeah, v'ne'amar loy ki ata yodati ki erei likimato. However, the Rambam asks on himself. The Rambam now asks on himself, going to akeda, if the purpose of a test is not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's for others to realize how big of a tzaddik a person is, what level he's holding at. So, number one, who was there at the time of the Akedat Yitzchak? Who was there? Just Avram and Yitzchak. Nobody else was there. So who was known? If it was, the purpose was to make known, there was nobody to become known. And second, sorry? They didn't know that it was happening. They didn't know, and nobody knew it was happening. In fact, even when he went back to his Ne'arim, he went back as if nothing happened. He didn't tell them anything that happened. Second of all, the pasuk says, "Ki ato yodati ki erei likim ato." I know that you are God fearing. Yeah, I know. So, what does that mean? I know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you always knew that Yah was a, that Avram was a Yerei Elokim. So what does it mean? What does it mean? I know. Da says the Rambam, Ki kol nisayon shenema b'Torah amra terosu v'inyona sheyedu bnei adam. The matara is so that people should know masheroi laim lasis oy masheroi lisbor. Either the Torah, when the Torah is bringing about a test, is either you should know how to behave, or you should have the correct hashkofa, the correct svaras. Ukeilo inyan anisayon shetelse peula misuyemes. She'ein hamatara etzem apula. The Rambam says that the action, that's not the purpose. The purpose of the action is the result of the action. In other words, like the test. Yeah? The purpose of the test is not in order to practice your writing. Yeah? And it's in order now that the examiner reads your test, he knows that you know your stuff. Right? Says the Rambam, same with the Nisayon. The Nisayon mitzad, the action, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows where you're holding. But now that you've done that action, then other people know as well what's happened. Yeah, Ela matara shetia ledugma, it should be as an example, kedei lilmoid mimena velaleches beikvoiseha. Yeah, venimtza omroi ladasa yeshchem ayavim. Yeah, when Hashem tests, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests the Jewish people, and it says there, Hayishchem ayavim ein perushoi sheyeda Hashem ezeh. Hashem is not testing the Jewish people. I want to see whether you really love me. Lefi shu yadua lefanav, Hashem knows whether you love him or not. Ela ze kmo omroi ladas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. Hashem yonu sheyedu ha'umos. I want it to be known how amongst the nations of the world how strong your love is for me. One of the Nisyonis is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a few weeks ago we had the Novi Sheker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prophesies there is going to be such a concept of a Novi Sheker. Yeah, that means he's going to be able to perform miracles, and he's going to test you. He's going to test why if he's a Novi Sheker, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him amazing koiches? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wow, he seems to have supernatural powers? He's in order to test us, do we love Hashem? That means how strong is our love to Hashem? The strength of love, is tested when things are difficult, right? A marriage is not a marriage where everything is always good, where everything is always smooth. Yeah, a solid marriage is when things are difficult, we're still in it together. We're still learning. Yes, and that is Ayishchem Avim. I've got a problem here. I've got this person who's doing unbelievable things. Yeah, he's really testing my resilience. Am I really loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That means, is my relationship with Hashem real, or is it just intellectual? Is it a lie? Is it a living relationship? So much so that I don't care what anybody does. I don't care any miracles that a person does. I'm still steadfast. That's not for me, says the Rambam. That's to show other people whether how strong my love is. And you'll see this Novi Sheker nearing Kidvarim Nechayim. He's predicting things that's going to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using this to show the nations of the world how strong your attachment and your adherence to the Torah is. You're not swayed by miracles. Right? And your emuna in Hashem does not become weak. Such a nation who's clinging on so strongly despite everything, despite all the persecutions, despite this person doing unbelievable miracles, yeah, and nevertheless they're not swayed by him. I want to be part of this. I want this because there's something in it. Ve'ein lifnois imola mispaya b'moifais. Yeah, and therefore a person is not swayed to somebody who can show his talents via miracles. Mipnei she'itano b'nimna ve'lo yoyel asiyas ha'moifais ki'im l'toyen dovah efshori k'mo she'bi'arnu b'mishnah Torah. What the Rambam is saying here, yeah, a miracle in and of itself doesn't mean anything. Right? In fact, the famous Rambam in Perek Ches Yesodei HaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu, lo ya'aminu bo mipnei ha'oseis she'asa. Moshe Rabbeinu, we didn't believe in him because of the miracles that he performs. Shama min api ha'oseis, because somebody believes because of miracles. Yesh bili bo doifi. There's always an underlying, yeah, there's always an underlying doubt. And therefore, so how did we believe in Moshe Rabbeinu? We believed in Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Rambam, it's not even a belief. It's a knowledge. Because we experience in Har Sinai, 3 million people experience Hashem speaking to them, to the Jewish people, and speaking to them, says the Rambam, really, really important. This is most important. That this man, whatever he says, this man, is from me. Right? That means Moshe Rabbeinu had one Bechira taken away from him, Rabbi Yisai. What's that? He had one Bechira, he had no Bechira in this Nekuda. He could not make up what Hashem says. Yeah? He could do a Chet, but he could not make up. He had the Bechira taken away. If he couldn't say, Hashem said this, if he didn't. That is Muchach for Matan Torah, because Hashem said, whatever this man says is from me. Now, if Moshe Rabbeinu had the choice of making up something, then how can I know what's true and what's not? That Bechira was taken away from him. We know now that knowledge fundamentally. Fundamentally, how do we know that? We know that just like we know Julius Caesar existed, just like we know Henry VIII existed, just like, even though we've never been there, we know countries which we've never been to, never had any shaykhs, we know things existed. Same here, we have a Mesorah, yeah, about Matan Torah. That knowledge, however, can be tested when I've got a person here who performs miracles and is very persuasive. And therefore, when I stick to this, to my idea, that informs other people of the truth and of the extent of the Ahava to Hashem. Right, and then the Rambam continues. And then the Rambam continues with the Pasuk. Yeah. If we go on to the next page, to the third page. Yeah. Yeah. So if we go 10 lines down. Yeah, 10 lines down. Going back to that pasuk which we mentioned, right? The Rambam holds Hashem does not give extra infliction in order to be marbe schar. So the Rambam's going to deal with the following pasuk. Aval omru oid b'man pam shlishis ha'malchil chaman b'midbar. Hashem who gave you to eat the man asher lo yodun avisecha leman anoyischa, in order to inflict you, uleman nasoyischa, in order to test you, le'tivcha ba'acharisecha. Yeah, nidma b'mashmoi. So it seems from there, sheyesh Hashem mitzav me'anes adam kedel harbo ischor. Okay, first of all, what does it mean? What does the pasuk mean? Hashem provided you man in order to afflict you. What does that mean? What does that mean? What's the simple meaning of the pasuk? It's interesting. We always look at Bnei Israel as complaining about the man and being a bunch of complainers. But the pasuk says he provided us man leman anoyscha. Anoyscha. Anoyscha is to afflict you. To have the same food day in, day out. To not know what's going to be tomorrow. And the look. That is a test. Yeah, to have the same thing. We think where man falls me in the shamayim. What was the big nisayon? To have the same dreary food. I would like to suggest as well that this chazal, which they could taste whatever they wanted it to be. I'm not sure if everybody knew that, and I'm not sure if avodim knew what good tasting food was to imagine it. So it was the same dreary food. I've got a big problem with food colorings. My kids go hype on food colorings. I cannot understand why they always have to add food colorings. Because without food coloring, the food is not the same. It's not the same attraction. It just tastes different. Even though when a person sees something, that's the affliction of the man. Also, the man today, the man could be outside my door, and tomorrow, because I did an avera last night, and everybody would know, I have to go on the other side of the machane. So to have the same thing in out, day in, day out, is called leman anoischa. Very interesting, right? We always look at Klal Yisrael about complaining the man, but the pasuk says that I provided the man leman anoischa. So says the Rambam. So what do we do with this pasuk? Yeah, ve'ein amitas adova kein. It's not true. Ela inyan dova ze echad mishnei inyonim. Says the Rambam. Ha'echad hu ha'inyan achoze b'man b'dibar rushim v'sheini v'hu la'idia ha'im ha'isyachdus l'ashem maspika b'kalkola u'manicha min ha'inui v'yegia oy lav. Yeah. Right. So the first one is leman anoischa, leman anoischa. The first pshat the Rambam says, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you what's called tribulations, difficulties, to show you that how a nation who is stuck, who is committed to their God, can be provided, even though you wouldn't have thought it was possible. And the second one is HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to give them travails to persevere in Canaan. They were about to enter Canaan, a mighty nations. If a person has been brought up spoiled, has been given everything, has been been handed to him on a plate, he, as soon as he sees any difficulties, he runs away. Right? He's not able, he hasn't got the tools with which to deal with the difficulties in life. Therefore, says the Rambam, Hashem had to make them, he had to toughen them up a little, right? Thank you. He had to toughen Bnei Yisrael up. How did he do that? By making it difficult for them, right? He says, look at what happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayibishalach Parah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Velo Nacham Elekim, Derech Eretz Bilishtim. He didn't want to take them the short way. Why? Because as soon as they see war, they'll want to go back. Yeah? Says the Rambam, but look, even when they went around the long way, they still wanted to go back by the Meraglim. They still want. Yeah? Says the Rambam, yeah, but if they would have gone the short way and they wouldn't have gone through all those difficulties of going through the Midbar, yeah, then they would have tucker gone back. Yeah? Here in a parasha of the Meraglim, they wanted to go back, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevented that happen. But there was an akuda from Klal Yisrael that they were ready, and that's and that was the purpose. Leitivcha b'acharisecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you go through the Midbar in order for you to have the koyach and to have the stamina and to be able to stand up to war against the nation of Canaan. Right. Now let's go to the Parashas Akedah. This is the unbelievable Rambam. Avar Parashas Avram Ba'Akedah, this is on the fourth page. Parashas Avram Ba'Akedah kolala shnei inyonim gdoilim hem yesoides ha-Torah. There are two fundamentals that we learn or have to learn from Akedah Yitzchak. Ha'inyon ha'echad hu lo yidienu gvul ha'av ol Hashem Yisrael. Number one is to show us the extent, to what extent it's possible to love Hashem. V'ayira mimenu le'ezek gvul magas. And the yira saroimimus, the yira of Hashem, I don't like to call it the fear of Hashem. I like to call it awe. Yeah? Awe, there's not, as Rambam's going to say, it wasn't an awe, it wasn't a fear of punishment, that Hashem will punish him if he's not omed on the Nisayin. It was yira saroimimus, it was an awe. I'm reminded of when, awe. Yeah, awe and wonder. I'm reminded when I went back to visit my original yeshiva, Kol Torah. So I was sitting there for mincha in about the midway across the benches, halfway across the base of Medrash, and the Mashgiach Rav Gedalia Eisenman was standing at the front davening, and everybody went to him. And as he was leaving after Mincha, I went out for my seat, and as he was walking, I went to see him. So that it came out that I went, as I was coming out of my row, he was coming. And he gave me such a look, such a stare, he stared into my very, very being. He said to me, "That's the way you behave? You wait for me to come to you rather than you come to me?" And it really, really penetrated inside me. I wasn't afraid of any punishment or what he'll do to me. But he stood through, and that lesson, I'll never, never, ever forget that. Yeah, you don't wait for a Rav to come to you. You go to the Rav. And that was, to me, Yira Saroy Mimus. I wasn't even afraid that he'll, you know, you think badly of me and I might have an iron all right. It wasn't that. It was way, way beyond that. It was something to my very being. This is Yira Saroy Mimus, which Avram reached with Parasha Vakeda. Lefikach nitzar Parasha Zu, asher lo ya'achenu lo misiras momen ve lo misiras nefesh. What Avraham was about to undertake, yeah, was more than Mesiras Nefesh and more than giving up all your possessions. Elaz Tachlis Masha Efsha Liyas Bemitzius Bimasha Loyale Bidimyoin Sheteva Adam Yishamalakah. Yeah? This is the pinnacle of the height that a person can reach, that if it wasn't for the fact that the Torah tells you that, you would not have thought such a thing is possible. Yeah? You have a man, a childless man, who has a deep, deep desire for a child. And he was a man of status. Yeah, he was a man of status, he was rich, and therefore influential. Right? And he had a desired purpose to spread the word of God. And he wants a progeny from him. And after all the despair, all the tears, all the heartache, finally is blessed with a child. Heyach Yugog, says Rambam, imagine to yourselves, Heyach Yugaguav Allah Va'avaso Yisrael. Imagine to you the extent of his love and his attachment to this only child. Ella, and don't forget Rabbi Yisrael, he had sent Yishmael away now, right? So he only had Yitzchak. Right? Ella She'etzel Yirosoy Yisale Va'avas Kiyu Mitzvosoy Heikel Beyeled Achaviv Azeh. Isn't that an interesting notion? When it comes with respect to the love and to the awe of Hashem, even this love, even this intense love, which we can't imagine a deeper love than that, he reduced it. It became with respect to the awe of Hashem, Heikel. He treated it as little. Vehishlich kol ma shekiva boy. All his plans, all his dreams, he set aside. He threw aside. Umiher leshochte la'acha malach kama yomim, and he hurried to shechte for 3 days. To shechte him in 3 days. Now, why did it take him 3 days, Rabbi Yisai? Why 3 days? Why did he? It's reason makdim el mitzvos. Vayashkem Avram babayke. He took Zoris. So why did it take 3 days? Yeah. But why did it have to be? Why would Hakadosh Baruch Hu mesavev a 3 day journey? So you don't say. You know what? He was so overwhelmed, he was so bold, he didn't even know what he was doing. He had an instruction, yeah? And he was so overwhelmed, he just went straight. The best way to do it is just get it over and done with. He had 3 days to think about what he was doing. You cannot tell me he didn't know what he was doing. Not for 3 days, not Avraham Avinu, yeah? 3 full days, yeah? To contemplate, is this right? This requirement of what I'm about to do that goes against my very being. Yeah, and nevertheless, Avram was willing. Harei he peula. So look at the lashon of the Rambam. Aval kiven she'asa ezeh, just at the bottom of that paragraph. Kiven she'asa ezeh la'acha kama yomim mishenema lo atzivui. Since we see that he performed the akeda a few days after the tzivui, harei he peula mitoy chizboininus umachshava nechayna. he definitely contemplated what he did. Va'avchona amitas mitzvosoi yisale. And thinking, is it really true what Hashem told me? Va'avosev yirosoi. V'she'ein roi li'ischashev v'shum matzav acher. There's no other calculation is to come into account. Yeah. V'loi lahadif shum ispalus klal. Right. Now the Rambam says, yeah, the Rambam just continues. Sorry, I'll take. Ki Avram Avinu, the first line on page 5, and this I would like your help as well. Ki Avram Avinu, lo imir lichshchoit es Yitzchok mitoich yiram me'Hashem shema yargeu o yoresh esheu. Hashem, yeah, Hashem, Avram, the reason why he did the shechita is not because he was worried of Hashem punishing him if he didn't do as he says, and he might kill him, or he might make him destitute. He did it purely and utterly because of the immense love that he had to Hashem. Okay? So it wasn't Yiras Ayinish. Yeah? I would like to, and the Rambam is going to bring apostle. Ata yodati ki ere Elohim ata. You are Yere of Elohim, Hashem himself, not of the consequences of your actions. It seemed to me that Yiras Ha'Einesh, yeah, would not have been enough for him to persevere. And this is what I would like to ask you. Hashem is asking you to do something now. Yeah? And it's really, really hard. It's really hard. Therefore, the harder it is, if I succumb to the Nisoyin, I mean, if I don't pass the Nisoyin, the punishment will not be as great. Because you're asking me something very, very difficult. Therefore, if I don't pass it, naturally, the consequences are not going to be as severe as if I would transgress an easy mitzvah. So, however, so that's true. So he wasn't afraid of a terrible punishment. But, my question is, Avram Zakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the consequences of his actions, knew that if he doesn't do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says now, yeah, then he's going to suffer from it. He'll get punished, and even a small amount of suffering in Olam Haba is worth going through all the suffering in this world and not to undergo a small suffering in the next world. So how do we know, so my question is, how do we know that Avraham Avinu only reached this darga because of his ava, intense ava, and Yiras Ha'Einesh was in awe, and not because of Yiras Ha'Einesh? It's true that he knew the punishment wouldn't be so great, but still he knew there would be some consequence. If God tells you to do something and you don't do it, you're going to have to suffer the consequences. So that consequence is going to be a spiritual consequence. You're going to have spiritually be punished for it. And how does that punishment is more severe than the pain of having to kill his son? Am I understood my question? Yeah.
It wasn't actually a
Sivoy,
was it?
Right. So when I asked a couple of people this question, yeah, they answered that it was possible. It was possible you could have reached this Darga with Yiras Ha'Einesh, but just the Torah says we know that he didn't. We know that he did it because of Yiras Ha'Einesh, right? We know that the way he persevered in the midst of the Akedah is because of his intense love for Hashem. But perhaps it would have been possible, even if he would have thought about Schar and Einish, it would have also been possible. I don't think it's much more like that from the Rambam. The Rambam introduced that the whole purpose of the Akedah is to show you to what extent you wouldn't have thought such a thing is possible. You wouldn't have thought, yeah, you can understand a person giving up his life or his possessions, but to give up this child, you wouldn't have thought it was possible to reach that, and it was only through Ahavas Hashem. So I think, man being man, since we don't know what schar and oynish, we don't know what spiritual schar and oynish is, yeah? Therefore, that yediyah, that knowledge, that small amount of pain in the world to come is more intense than this intense, very, very strong pain that I'm undergoing now, that wouldn't be enough. Because in the end of the day, it's abstract. It's abstract, and it's not enough to pull a person through. That means there's certain times in the person's life that the only way he can persevere, the only way is way beyond Schar V'Oinish. It's a close attachment and a true attachment to the Borei Olam. And that is the only way a person can persevere. And I think this is what the Rambam is telling us with regards to Avraham Avinu. Then the Rambam tells us another second Yisoid. So this is the Yisoid in our Anhogo, in what it's possible for man to achieve. And if the Torah is there, if the Akedah is there, that means we can learn from it. And we see throughout history how people have been Moise and Nefesh and have been given Chana and her seven sons, given over not only their own lives, but even the lives of their children when necessary to be Mekadosh Shem Shomayim because of the intense Ahava to the Borei Olam.
It wouldn't be for this point that you're just mentioning now. It would be nothing for us. The fact that we're mashing from all this from doyre, it only comes through this wouldn't have done it.
Correct. Yes, we know that. We know Schar V'Oinish doesn't do that. We know an alcoholic, will drink himself to death. And he can see all the havoc. He's lost his whole family. He's killing himself, literally. He's been to detox 10 times in his life and he's still drinking. What more do you want? Yeah, that we know that. A person can persevere. I remember Rabbi Tat speaking about a man who it's hard to say, but he had to have his leg amputated 1 year. The second year, he had his hand, his whole arm amputated because he smoked. Yeah, and Rabbi Tat says when he was in the hospital, the next time he saw him in the hospital, he was smoking through his throat. He had a hole in his throat, and he was inhaling tobacco through there. What's going on? Yeah, because there are certain things that it's too intense. It's beyond Schar V'Oinish. The craving, the strength for that, for the addiction is so strong that the only thing that anybody who has heard of the 12 steps of a recovery knows that the only thing that could keep the alcoholic stay away from the alcohol is a higher power in his life, is a tangible higher power. And this is what we learn from Avram. The last thing, just a second, can I just say the last nakuda and then I'll take your question.
We started this year off by saying that we don't have any knowledge and therefore Avraham Avinu couldn't have done it for us. That's how we started, there was nobody there.
Right.
And then the Rambam says to himself in Ganson by saying, because it's all in the...
Wait, okay, I'll get back to that. Second nakuda, I've got 2 minutes. Second nakuda, says the Rambam, and I will get back to your point, is that we need the Torah telling you now, wants to teach you something about, not about behavior, but about what Nevoah is all about. Because Avram here, as we said, is having a tzivui, which is the antithesis of what he stood for. Now we know Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevoah is different to all of the other Nevi'im. The other Nevi'im see Be'aspaklaria She'ena Me'ira. That means it's not so clear. And it's also, you see the Nevi'im, they have different chunois, they have different character traits, right? And Yirmiyahu is different to Yeshaya. You could have thought, says the Rambam, that Avraham will doubt himself. Did I really hear that? Could it really be possible that God told me to kill my own child? Yeah? Right? Don't forget. So from here we learn that the koach of Nevoah was so strong, he was absolutely convinced of his Nevoah. That when a Novi comes and tells us something, don't think, oh well, it's your... That's the way the Jewish people spoke to Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu, you're a pessimist. You always look at the bottle as half empty. Yeah? No! A Novi is absolutely convinced of his Nevoah. Right? He's absolutely convinced. Ad kedekach, he's willing to give up his own son. Ata yodati. Now, says the Rambam, ata yodati means... Ata, not I know, Ata Yodati, I caused to be known. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about Yedea in the Olam, that's Miyuchas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ata Yodati, I caused it to be known the extent of of your fear and your love of me. What about Ata Yodat? What about the fact that, sorry? Yeah, so you can be caused. Okay, I don't have time to. That's if you are Yadati Chabeshim, that means I cause you to be known through your name with Moshe Rabbeinu. But the question which was which we raised at the beginning, but nobody was there was there at the Akedah. Ein Chanami. Ata Yodati means now I have the event by which I can make known to the world. And became known to, how did it become known to the world? It's written in the Torah. Yeah, it's written in the Torah. Yeah, people did come. So, Ata Yodati, so the question was, Ata Yodati, now I have made known. Well, now I haven't made known anything. Nobody knew about it. No, now I have the Maaseh which I can make known in the future, the extent of Avraham Avinu's intense Ava and intense Yira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us a good Gemen Shiyur, Gemar Chasim HaTzeiva, and years full of Avos and Yiras Aroimimus. Thank you for listening. Good. Good. Thank you.